Our pregame coverage continues here from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by the strength and conditioning coach, Juan Sanchez. And Juan, thank you for taking some time with us out here today. And for our viewers, or listeners rather, just kind of explain what your day-to-day role is with the Shorebirds.
Okay, thank you for having me in here. Pretty much the day-to-day is they're getting to the clubhouse, and then they get to work with me. Normally they work through a routine where they're going to get ready to hit. So the people that has lifting, they come in, they get the lifting done, and pretty much after that they either go to their cages or we do some speed work outside.
You know, you talk with a lot of players, especially with the game of baseball, routines are very important for each guy, and they all kind of have their own unique workout they go by. So for you, kind of working with each individual player, how cool is it to have like a lot of different angles you work with?
It's really exciting. You know, you see and you work with different kids and talents, you know. They all have their own routine, what they feel that works better for them. You know, baseball, I think, is a very unique game, and each of them have their own unique exercises that work for them, either if it's for hitting, pitching, or stuff like that. So you don't really want to mess up with their routine, but you do want to add up some stuff that you can see and that can benefit the game. But you want to try to keep the routine as simple as you can.
Guys are always looking to get stronger, be in the weight room consistently, but in terms of conditioning, it's different for each sport. It seems like baseball is a lot different from compared to a lot of other ones, not as much running and stuff like that. But when you look at the conditioning work for these guys, what are some of the things you look to focus on?
So each position is going to have a different conditioning. Of course, a pitcher is going to have a different conditioning than a shortstop. A shortstop is going to have a different conditioning than a catcher. Most of it in the gym is kind of the same work. They all work into their strength phases, power phases, which you see baseball is a very explosive sport. All the movements last like a couple seconds, so you want to try to emphasize that in the gym. And outside, you want to try to, you know, kind of hit what energy system works best for them. So for pitchers, you want to try to get into that endurance so they can, especially if they're starters, try to throw 5, 6, 7 innings. For relievers, you kind of focus on the conditioning, something that's quicker, something that's more explosive, and they almost pitch 1 or 2 or 3 innings top. And then for players, you want to try to keep that speed, especially if, you know, they have been without playing for 2 days. You want to keep that focus in there, keep that emphasis on the running so they are healthy. You know, there's no injuries when they go into the field. You're trying to minimize the risk of injuries pretty much.
Baseball is a different animal compared to most sports because you play each and every day. So when you factor that all in, how do you manage these guys throughout the season to make sure maybe they're not being overworked, maybe in pregame stuff, if that makes sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense completely. It's a long season, and eventually as you move up, there's more games and more demands. So you want to try to have a good plan for the week, try to go one day where they go into like a high day and then eventually bring them down into a low day the next day. So you kind of see like a high and low kind of programming where they can hit a top squat max or a top velocity of speed and then bring them down again so they can recover and eventually build them up again so they can get into another weight in the weight room or another speed down in the field.
We're talking with strength and conditioning coach Juan Sanchez. Juan, a few more things for you. As the strength and conditioning coach of this team, what are some things you maybe try and get your guys to focus on doing each and every day?
Keeping up with their routines, like we spoke about. I mean, that thing is pretty much one of the most important things that they do in here in their daily day-to-day stuff. Pitchers will work on, you know, their arms. Hitters will work on their trunk and the spine. So how can we improve those movements? How can we get them stronger and more explosive is kind of what brings you up in here every day.
One of the most important things of being a professional athlete is watching your diet, staying hydrated. And how important of an emphasis has that been for you to work with these guys?
It's been great. There's definitely a room for improvement since, you know, this is kind of like a beginning position for them, and they're gonna still have a big room to grow. So kind of educating them on, you know, hydration, nutrition, eat your fruits, drink your water, eat your greens, and just stay, you know, on top of it during the game. How are you feeling? Do you feel that you're getting dehydrated? Talk to us. What can we do for you? And then eventually for them, add that into the routines where it's not only coming in and working into their hitting or pitching, it's also eating right, drinking water, eating their taking their supplements, drinking their sodium and hydration packages and all that stuff.
Juan, we really appreciate the time. Thanks for doing this with us.
It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for having me in here.
Juan Sanchez, the strength and conditioning coach of the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll take a break and come back with Limes after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.